We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers back with us from Houston NBC. Brennan, how was the weekend? Yeah, we missed you on Friday. How was Daddy Daycare?
It was good. I got her on the bottle. It was kicking and screaming. It was me singing, holding her next to the fan, which she loves staring at, dancing around. We've done everything. And for those of you listening, like, we've got a three-month-old. We're transitioning back into... Mom is going fully back to work, and Dad is trying to figure out how to be alone with this baby, and we've got some success.
Nice.
I've got 5 hours alone this afternoon, so we'll see how that goes. That will be that will double my time, I think, that I've had so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Any breakdowns yet? Any tantrums? I'm speaking about you, not your daughter.
Yes, I had some, and I needed that to recover over the weekend.
Sure.
But that's so speaking of, like, breakdowns and, like, emotions, tell me, I was listening earlier, when you lose your money and you misplace your wallet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
How did you feel immediately?
Awful. It's one of the
anxiety,
worst feelings.
Anxiety, right?
It's one of the worst feelings ever. Yeah, anxiety grips you. There's a million things running through your mind. You're speculating as to where it was the last time you saw it. Like, I was pretty positive it was in the golf cart still. You've missed it earlier. Talked about how I lost my wallet. And by lost, literally just left it in the golf cart. Then I started to think, well, we went over a pretty big bump through this one part. I literally got in a cart at the course, and I drove back to that area and was looking through the woods. Like, there's no freaking way if it had fallen out, I would have found it there. But the desperation comes out to play, Brennan.
I will say you're lucky that it was on a golf course, because there is, like, a code among golfers, because we leave our clubs, like, two holes behind.
Right, sure, yeah.
You've got, like, a $400 club you're going back to get in. You can always tell because someone's racing in a golf cart, bouncing up and down the fairway in a panic.
Maybe this was good karma.
I wish Corey was wearing a GoPro whole time.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was playing, and some younger kids in front of me actually left a club, and I tore down. And it was funny. I could tell he was searching through his bag for it as I rolled up, and I got to drop the. You lose this, buddy. So
now maybe, you did not give them anything, right?
No, I did not give them a tip.
See,
now, I second guessed myself.
You're good.
I think
you're good.
Okay.
I think he's good, too, Brennan.
Yeah, I think that anytime it's happened to me or, like, my friends or I think only, like, celebrities and, like, big, like, ballers, like, they turn around and, like, take a picture or give somebody, like, courtside seats or something.
It's definitely not Corey. That's definitely not Corey.
Because they have pull and, you know, wealth. I guess those two factors probably help.
Also,
he's not a baller nor a celebrity.
Yeah, no.
What was the currency? Was it all 100?
No, it was a couple 50s and mostly 20s. So it was a big,
no, it was a big stack. Wad, big old wad,
big stack.
Yeah, because then you're like, do I give them a 20? They already know I've got 50
right.
in there.
It's so awkward.
Yeah. And then we talked about it earlier. The dynamic too of them being retirees. One of the guys, at least one of them, was a retired FLCC professor.
Wow.
So
Brennan, we were talking. It's like, okay, say 17 to like 22 year old returns it. That kid has a pretty good head on their shoulders to know to return something like that, because, I mean, your frontal lobe isn't even developed by then. Your morals are all over the place. You don't really know what's going on.
Well, plus the money is probably a lot more to you at that point.
Sure.
Yeah. And in your wallet, right? So you lost it all.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would have been a nightmare to get a new license, and especially with the DMV situation.
I think that's just like, you got lucky in that sense. Like, had it been like a little pocket fold or something, might just run off the course with it and gone and and enjoyed it. But yeah, I think it's, man, lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. I was elated when I got the phone call, and they was like, yeah, they're out on 4. I've never driven in a golf cart faster than that moment.
Corey's
to get
bouncing
to
up and down like you described earlier.
Yeah,
Brennan.
I was cruising.
Yeah.
All right, Brennan, let's get to it. Certainly some big updates from over the weekend. Let's start first off with nursing homes. This is one of the things that certainly a lot of people have been waiting for.
Yeah, so this is, you know, we'd had hospitals, we had group homes where families who have loved ones who have special needs, like they could start to get their visits. But so many people have been waiting for nursing homes because of how at risk that population is. And you just feel for not only families, but the people who are there, these parents, these brothers and sisters, like they've been all alone, like stuck just with the staff. Mm-hmm. So they can start allowing some visitors again this week. But there's fine print and a lot of rules, which is still not sitting well with so many families. So first off, nursing homes need to be COVID-free for 28 days, so about a month before they can have anyone come in. And this all starts Wednesday. They can allow 10% of residents to have visitors at a time. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying here of who gets in and when. In some places may run alphabetically. So you may have like a Smith family waiting a lot longer than an Adams family that could see someone. And that's, I think that's some of the frustration. And only about 150 out of the more than 600 nursing homes in New York will be able to start having visitors Wednesday. So it is some good news. But majority of these people are still on the outside looking in. And those have been tough videos to see when people standing next to a window or video calling their loved one in a nursing home.
Do we know why 28 days? It's always been 14, right, for everything else?
So 14 has been the guideline that we've used for a lot, for reopening and for the symptoms. When it comes to the travel quarantine, I believe it's a 7 to 10-day rolling average that they're looking at surges. So I think that this is just a greater time frame that the state felt comfortable with when they were looking at all of their homes and dealing with how many. I mean, there have been thousands of deaths with people in nursing homes in New York, and it's figuring it out. I mean, it's taking quite some time to get here, but I do think it's a huge sigh of relief for people able to get back in.
Yeah, certainly.
And 14 days for like an average person, and these people are obviously more at risk. So I mean, it makes more sense.
Yeah, 28 days you're dealing with a community itself, a bubble of nursing home patients and the staff, and making sure that the staff is getting tested as much as they can and making sure that everyone goes in. Of course, you'll have to, you know, suit up to some degree and have all these special requirements that'll go along with it.
So better than nothing, that's for sure.
All right, Brennan, a story that we talked about earlier today that I brought up in the feed twice here, a camp in Irondequoit had a camper, actually a child, test positive for COVID-19 at the Camp Eastman here. So what is the update with that? Because I knew there was a developing story when it came to the details on that.
Yeah, so this is a kid at Camp Eastman came in and was there on the first day. That child has tested positive. There were 10 other kids who may have come in contact. They are under, each of those kids, under quarantine orders from the health department of staying alone. But the camp today, I mean, it is open. They went back on as planned for day camps, which are allowed. And we heard from the town supervisor in Irondequoit, Dave Seeley, as well as some other officials about what they were doing and trying to make sure. And they believe that they contained it to those original kids that were there and that they've got the cleaning and the protocols in place to make sure that it can be okay, but they want to proceed. And they knew, and they say that because it's not just throwing everything to the wind. We knew that having camps, having sports games, eventually having schools, we're going to have kids and young people test positive.
Right.
You're going to have cases. It's how do you respond to it? And I think that was kind of a much more important point here is that we're seeing that first response. This is just like the first time that we got the first COVID case here, how we knew everything about it and how it was pinpointed to this place and this person who come back from Europe and then took a bus to Rochester. And now we're hearing, okay, this is the first day camp case that we've heard of to get out there and what the response has been.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Brennan Summers from Newsday NBC on this right now. Of course, we continue to wait for the word on gyms. However, one gym is going to be reopening today, the Little Gym in Fairport. Can you walk us through how they're able to reopen, but adult gyms are again still waiting here on the sidelines?
Yes, we have seen a couple of different places, you know, try to find ways to excuse themselves as something. So this is, open the doors today. This is the Little Gym in Fairport. It has a gymnastics program for kids. And the owner says he believes he could have opened 2 weeks ago, but he decided to wait to see how the COVID numbers looked. And then he decided to go ahead and open today. And I think it's just the classification of class and basically treating itself as a camp. That is working. But that's been, so a lot of places. I've also heard of, you know, the other places in New York where gyms have opened, like considering themselves appointment only, so they can call themselves a professional service.
Kind of like
physical therapy, but the having somebody check in and sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, there's another gym that has found a way around. This is RockFit in Rochester, operating only by appointment only. And so that owner says, appealed to the state and got permission to do so. So that's, you know, trying to find ways to do that. And that gym is only having 10 people or fewer in at any given time.
Well, makes sense.
And then there's other gyms like my gym, Brennan, who it's like more of a spin thing. And they're just, they took all, everything out is outside. So they're just in a parking lot. All their spin bikes are in a parking lot, 6 feet apart in a very open space. And I know a lot of gyms in Rochester are doing that, that have the means to do so when it comes to just like moving equipment in and out of their studio.
Gotta find ways to survive, right?
Yeah.
But the appointment only thing makes sense though, because the logistical nightmare is not being able to control the amount of people coming through. So if you're limiting that, there's more time to clean in between and make sure that it's as safe as it can be. I mean, at this point, nothing is without risk, but to not just have it be a crazy risk, you know, like going to Disney World in Florida right now.
Yeah, exactly, which we saw crowds there. And I will say, like, on the gym thing, okay, you found a way to get around it, but I think it's making sure that people are sticking to that. And it's not, I'm opening my gym by appointment only, quote-unquote.
Right,
come in,
yeah.
Sign your name and time, and then have free roam or whatever.
Sure.
And
sure.
I think that's just making sure that you're following those aspects. But, yeah, the big thing is the bigger gyms, the LA Fitnesses, Planet Fitnesses, the Y, still can't
still
work
waiting.
Out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. Let's talk about the power outages in Monroe County. They've
yeah,
been
what's up with this?
All over the place this weekend and even bleeding into yesterday and last night.
Yeah, so we know that of at least one issue, that a tree knocked out power in Monroe County, causing more than 1,000 customers to be in the dark. And this was Chi-Lai, Ogden, and Gate. That problem's all been fixed. And then there were also outages in Brighton, Penfield, and Pittsford as well. So couldn't get an exact cause on that, but everything was supposed to be expected to be back on. And you just got to be thankful that it was a cooler night and
yeah,
breeze
right.
yesterday where people could open their doors and windows, because it was, I mean, we had a brutal heat stretch, the hottest weather in years in Rochester toward the end of last week.
Well, hot and no rain whatsoever. What was I read yesterday, I think through the entire month of June, we got, 1.2 inches of rain. And then on Saturday, in like an hour, we got 2 inches, something crazy like that.
Yeah, we have made up for the deficit.
Oh, good.
We did that all in one day. I mean, people
oh,
were
perfect.
Posting videos of like tidal waves in like the Wegmans parking lot.
It was crazy.
And all
yeah.
these roads were flooded. But the issue is that that was great to have all of that, but we could have spread it out just a little bit
sure.
so we could take it all in.
Would have been nice.
So extra. Mother yeah. Nature's so extra.
Brennan, can
She's
we go?
Like, you want rain? We'll get you rain.
Right here. Here's a bucket. right. Brennan, can we go back to the power outages for a minute? And I don't know if you have any more info on this or not, but does it feel like to you that it's happening more often? I mean, even in Canandaigua, I want to say just in the past month and a half, it's probably gone out like 4 different times. Is that probably just heat related?
Well, I'm not sure, because anecdotally, me and my house on the east side in Webster, like, we've lost it twice. And that's just – and we kind of talked about this last week when we mentioned what RG&E was mentioning for people to run their ACs at. And that was kind of to a higher end of keeping it at, like, 78, so your AC is not knocking on and off.
Yeah, not happening,
but we do,
RG&E, sorry.
I haven't seen too many warnings from that we do get from the utility company saying, hey, you know, from 9 to 3 this day, please everybody dial it back a little bit. Because we don't want the system to have so much strain on that.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I can't recall seeing anything just like that. But you think about it, I mean, we hadn't had weather like that toward the end of last week in a long time. And when you've got everyone on the grid, who's so many more people at home, by the way,
true,
not
yeah.
being able to do anything, and they're consuming a lot more.
That makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One more thing before we let you go here, Brennan. Black lives still matter. The rallies are still taking place for the 8th straight week in a row here in downtown Rochester. It's good to see that they're still keeping on, and they're more peaceful than ever before.
Yes, and that is what we've seen with this movement continuing. And we're getting into the specifics of the exact changes that they're wanting. I mean, we've talked a lot about the violence that went down back on May 30th after the protest downtown and all the arrests that have been made for that. But now you've got the changes and for the real campaigns that matter and what they're calling for action. At the same time, we had such a violent week last week in Rochester, and then there were six people shot in a shooting over the weekend, late Friday night into early Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you've got critics saying, okay, well, you're calling all this defunding police. What are you saying about this? And other people saying, no, it's still, you've got to address community issues to get to the focus of that. And it just continues this conversation. And listen, I mean, we're a couple months into this latest, you know, push for this all over the America, but we're seeing a lot more of it right now and coming to the table, finding some thoughts to try to find some real solutions.
Right.
No doubt. All yeah. right. Brendan Summers from News at NBC. Any other headlines you should be aware of this morning?
I've heard from some people about a coin shortage. And you may have seen signs at stores, too, which is kind of interesting. So the U.S. Mint, like, they had dialed back, just like everything else, production. So, and with so many people staying at home, not shopping at stores, circulation dropped. So if you're someone who likes to use cash and coin, that's the reason for why there is a coin shortage. Like everything else in 2020, is pandemic related.
Yep. I did see the signs. I think Aldi had them up in Canandaigua saying, and they're going no cash, by the way.
Yeah, just don't lose $500 in coins, okay? Don't lose $500.
Can you imagine? A giant sack. Just carrying it around.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, goodness. All right. Brendan Summers, the News at NBC. Best of luck to you with Daddy Daycare later on today. We'll check back with you tomorrow.
T's and P's. See you later.
See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.